It's good to have you here again today. And yesterday we began a discussion about how God created this whole universe. And I said that God speaks into nothing and creates everything and everyone. Our text is Genesis 1, and repeatedly in this opening chapter of the Bible, God uses his words to create. When you read Genesis 1 on your own, you'll see that God said is in verses 3, 6, 9, verses 14, 20, 22, and 24, and in verses 26, 28, and 29. It's remarkable. In a sense, we can say that God created words before he created anything or anyone else. God's word, he speaks. And God said is not just in Genesis 1. Here's an exercise worth doing when you have some time. Take up the Bible in one hand, and in your other hand, hold a pencil or pen. If you have my personality, then you'll also have a small ruler because you share my disease of wanting all straight lines as you underline your way through the text. As you read along systematically, chapter and verse, underline the text every time that the Bible says God said, or he said, or the Lord said, and also the word of the Lord came, or similar phrases that describe God using his words to communicate and command. Now, I have done this, and trust me, you're going to be doing a lot of underlining. You'll also be amazed at what you learn about the living God by just reading his word and watching for what he says. Try it. Now, today I want to take us down into Genesis chapter 1 to verse 26. I'm reading now from Genesis chapter 1 and verses 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Please notice here in verse 26 that God said, and then he created man and woman in his image. In the image of God, we are created. And let me make a comment here. Isn't it incredible to think that every man and every woman and every boy and every girl, every person has been made in the image of God? That is, there is something about you, when I look at you, that is reminiscent of God. Somehow, there is some resemblance. You see, we are different than the animals that God has already made in Genesis 1. Human beings are set apart in the creation. We are made last in order to emphasize our importance. Now, we're not in the image of God because we have bodies. The Bible teaches that God is spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. God does not have a physical body like we do, but we are made in the image of God in the sense that we are image bearers of God into the created world in which we now live. Think of the Hebrew word here for image as a copy. It manifests the meaning of representation. We can say it like this. Being made in the image of God means that we are God's representatives in the creation. Being made in the image of God means that we are God's representatives in the creation. Now, this is one of the many times that I need to discipline myself not to launch us into a deep study of a word or a phrase in the Bible. We could spend weeks on the meaning of Genesis 1, 26, and 27. Now, we will circle back to this later in our reading and thinking about the Word of God, so I'll say more about being made in the image of God, but this is not my purpose for today's broadcast. So I resist plunging down deep here, and this is very hard for me. The point I am making is that God uses his words to create people. And notice that when he does this, he changes his language. When God was creating the sun, the moon, the stars, and then plants and animals, he uses the phrase, "let there be," or "let there." I'm going to just show you this in Genesis 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said, "let there be light." Genesis 1, 6, God said, "let there be an expanse." Genesis 1, 9, Then God said, let the waters. Genesis 1:11. Then God said, let the earth. Genesis 1:14. Then God said, let there be lights. Genesis 1:20. Then God said, let the waters teem. And Genesis 1:24. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. I am sure you see this now. Let there be, or let there. But now notice in verse 26 that when God creates man and woman, he changes the language. He uses his words in verse 26, let us make man in our image. So he shifted from let there be and let thee to let us make. And this is a very clear signal to us that we human persons are made in the image of God in a way that water, sky, earth, plants, and animals are not. We're special. We are more important. We're like God. We're made in the image of God. All of us are made this way. And I see at least two major implications for this. These are the implications I promised you yesterday. First, God humbles us. In the two words God said, we have a valuable lesson in which we learn something of the nature of the relationship between God and each of us. It's this. We are the created, not the creator. We are the created, not the creator. Or we could say, we are the creatures, not the one doing the creating. Notice that God was the one who was there in the beginning. God is the one who made the heavens and the earth, night and day, plants and fruit trees and vegetation, the sun, the moon, the stars, animals, birds. He made fish, cattle, creeping things and beasts, and then man and woman. Read Genesis 1. God did all of this. You and I had nothing to do with it. We're not the creator. None of us would be here if it weren't for God. None of us remain here if it isn't for God. And there is not a person alive today who doesn't owe their whole life to the Creator God. And yet we live in a globalized society where men and women think they're God. We live amidst a culture that has become so overly self-centered that people even think they have the right to question God, to put God on trial, to somehow make the God of the universe small, little, and so trivial that even if he exists, then he is only there to give me only good things and to get me out of trouble when I need help. The dominant lifestyle in New England and across the globe in most places you'll travel to today is that we humans are up here, big, great, wise. We are intelligent, powerful, we're invincible, even that we are the creators, making clothes and technology and rockets and innovating all these new ideas. And that God is way down there, below us. God serves us. God is there for us to question, debate, tease, and for us to blame. Well, the message from the Word of God to our hearts this day is clear. You are not the creator. You're only the created. And I believe that what our holy God does right from the beginning is that he humbles us. These opening verses tell it to us straight. We are nothing until God makes us someone. We did not create ourselves into existence. There wasn't even any existence apart from the Lord at the beginning. Just who do we think we are? The way God uses his words humbles us. And second, there is an implication here that since we are made in the image of God, all of us, then how we treat one another is very important. Every person that you see today is made in the image of God. You are not the only one made in his image. The dirty and stinky homeless person that you passed at the train station is made in the image of God. The prostitute working the corner is made in the image of God. Those women and men that social media has deemed ugly are made in the image of God. Your worst enemy is made in the image of God. The girl that gets bullied at school is made in the image of God. That woman or man that you just want to use for sex is made in the image of God. Therefore, we have been made by God to treat one another with dignity, respect, to offer to one another value and worth and clean and pure thoughts, because we're all made in the image of God. We must treat one another the way God treats us. And this is all very applicable in the world in which you and I live, isn't it? Look at the headlines in today's news. The society is in a mess, and it's because we have not understood Genesis 1, verses 26 to 27. We are all made in the image of God. Let's treat each other like it. I pray that you will reflect with me on the ways in which God uses His Word to speak to us in the book of Genesis. There are very practical implications to this. It's not an impractical study. This is for real life in the real world. And when we come back tomorrow, we're going to see some other ways that God used words in the Old Testament. So I really hope you'll come back. I hope you'll invite some friends to listen along with you as well. And then join me tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. as we continue to learn how God uses His words.